Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here on the 17th anniversary of our broadcast. And that's this week. As I've told you before, we're always a little extra obnoxious, more than usual, during this this week of celebration of these milestones. And in January, we'll celebrate the 17th anniversary of our simulcast on the Internet. And one of the people who's been hanging out with us for most of that time, he's a 99 model, is our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar, the Chief Home Officer. And he's an award-winning journalist and the author of a number of books on micropreneuring. And he's somebody that we go to on a regular basis to help us understand what's happening out here on Main Street. Jeffrey, welcome back.
It's for 17 years I've been saying it. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Jeff. Hey, I've got some of my brain trust members. I'm thinking of Steve Martin in particular. Lives in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, I thought you meant the Steve Martin who plays the banjo has a routine. I got small.
This is the really nice Steve Martin, the smart one. He's been a member of my brain trust for 17 years. Anyway, he lives in Buffalo. And I got to call him today because, if I'm not mistaken, they got 6 feet of snow. Count it, folks, 6 feet of snow.
6 feet of snow with another two expected.
I think they had four and this. Anyway, it's way too much.
Yeah.
How do those people think about this, Jeff? They got the bills don't stop.
Right.
The utility bills don't stop. The insurance doesn't stop. The rent doesn't stop.
The heat will stop if you don't pay your bills.
Customers are are not coming in.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a major disruption for thousands, tens of thousands of small businesses across that region.
Right, right.
And what kind of advice you got for them?
Well, you know, this has been...
And don't rub it in that you're in sunny South Florida either, by the
way. Well, it's overcast here, so, and it's, I've got sweats on, in the 60s today, so low 60s, so it's a little chilly out, but no, in all seriousness, you know, this is the type of event that people look to when they say, you've got to explore or be prepared for telework. I mean, in South Florida, we have, you know, whether it's, you know, hurricanes or some form of inclement weather. I remember I was out in L.A., three summers ago, and they were tearing up the highway. I think it was the 405, and you know, they were just telling people, stay home, don't be on the highway.
Right.
Then you have something like a if not a nor'easter, a snow event that comes through and shuts down. You know, whether it's you know, upstate New York, any number of regions where people
last winter they were hammered up in the Northeast and the Midwest.
It just becomes impassable.
Yeah.
You know, and you just can't get to work. But you're right. You know, bills aren't going to stop. Your person who your client or your vendor who's down in say Miami or some other market where they're unaffected. You know, they have some sympathy, but they got bills to pay.
That's
you
right.
know, so you
and
know,
they'll
so,
move on if you don't take care of them.
Exactly. So, I mean, the net is we're sympathetic. We all are sympathetic to that, but telework becomes the answer. And that's the ability to work from someplace other than your traditional office. So whether it means you let your people work from home, you empower them and equip them to
and
work
from
home.
And they reach out and touch customers
and they stay
electronically.
In touch.
They stay home.
Their kids are
home from school, so they're going to be home.
There's any number of reasons. You know, it may be that they can get to work, but the schools are closed.
Right.
Like you're alluding to with kids, you know.
Well, and think, let's take a supply house, a wholesaler in Buffalo, for example. They got customers that are expecting products coming in. Well, okay, somebody needs to let the customer know what kind of a delay that's going to be, and they can do that from anywhere by email and by texting and by whatever, you know, all these different means. They can tweet them. For goodness sakes, they can LinkedIn, use LinkedIn. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to stay in touch with the customer. So the customer, they're in, they may be in the middle of all this too, but if they're receiving some kind of input from you, that impresses them.
Right.
That lets them know that wow, you know, they're socked in too, but they're still taking care of me.
They're taking care of me. They're at least being in touch.
Right.
And, you know, one thing we speak of, you know, when we speak of emergency preparedness and business continuity, you know, one of the top things that you do is you try to ensure that you never are out of touch as much as possible with your customers. So if you see an event like this, you know, when there's a storm coming into the in the subtropics down here, anywhere along the Atlantic or Gulf Coast, you know, we advise, you know, vendors to reach, or anybody, any business person who must maintain contact with their customers, clients, or their own vendors, to say, to reach out in advance, something's coming, you know, we have a storm, we have X headed our way, we may be out of touch over the next couple of days, but we will strive to get back in touch as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. You don't know if cell towers are going to go down, or wires are going to go down, or any form of communication will be down, and that's the same as you see a storm coming through up north. You let them know in advance, we could be shut down, we could be,
but here's,
you know,
how we're going to continue. This is the methodology. These are the practices that we're going to be using while things are shut down. You're still going to be able to reach us through these methods. We'll try to reach you through these methods.
Right.
And I'll tell you something, it's not just communication. But if you live in a place that's susceptible to that kind of impact, weather impact, Mother Nature, you better have some kind of power backup.
Well, that too. I mean, that in South Florida, you know, we have our big grocery chain down here called Publix. Now Publix has, you see a big honking generator outside all their locations.
Yeah.
Is it mandatory? No. Is it smart business? You bet your butt. You know,
that's right.
My dad used to say, "You're sweet Bippy." It's smart business.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, gas stations, if their pumps don't run, they're shut down. And what do people need before and after a storm? They need fuel.
And the other thing, Jeff, is small businesses today are more likely to be an integrated partner with a big customer than they are to be just a vendor who drops things off at the back dock.
Right.
And if you're going to be able to rise to the professionalism of being integrated with a bigger customer, you're going to have to demonstrate that you have this kind of continuity, even when the weather's bad. So, folks, be prepared, because it's just a matter of time. It doesn't matter where you live. Earthquakes, fires, hurricanes, nor'easters, you know, whatever it may be. Al Gore would say climate change is coming, you know, the oceans are rising, wherever it comes from. More and more small business owners have to be prepared. And the good news is,
absolutely.
The good news is we have the tools. We have the resources. And they don't cost much. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.